It's The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Beginning next week, the Tulalip tribe will take part in a federal pilot program that gives tribal courts the authority to prosecute and convict and sentence non-Indians in one category of crimes, domestic violence. The new law takes effect for all Indian tribes next year. Mel Sheldon is the Tulalip tribal chairman. He says historically, non-tribal courts may not have valued Native American women.
Indian people were looked down upon through the years, and I don't know if that was part of it, but it sure feels like that was the issue, and a gender bias. I mean, unfortunately, women have not been, I guess, valued like us men, and so the victimization kept going on and on and on for years, and that's why we're very happy and proud that this vow has come around so that we can change the historical wrongs here.
Native American women are more than twice as likely to be victims of domestic violence compared to national averages. What are the reasons for that?
There was a jurisdictional gap. There was no court system that could go to, like being here, what we have here on Tulalip Reservation and other tribes. Unfortunately, because there was no punishment for non-tribals in court, in the prison systems, they would talk about they could go out to a reservation and rape an Indian woman and get away with it. That is no more.
That was happening? People were coming to the reservation, raping Native American women and getting away with it?
Well, they knew that if they entered into a relationship out here, that if they raped a woman or had domestic violence, that there was nothing there that they could be held accountable for. In other words, we were not given that provision in our tribal courts, and asking courts off the reservation to prosecute them didn't always happen.
What results do you hope for from the passage of this legislation once you begin to be able to take these prosecutions into tribal courts?
Well, we certainly hope that one of the results of this will be less Native American women raped, and that less domestic violence, that there will be, our women will be protected.
What will the rights of non-Indian defendants be compared to what they might get in, say, a county court?
The protection of them in due process came with the Indian Civil Rights Act of 1968, which is reflected in the Constitutional Bill of Rights, and this is the right to due process. So it's the same. That is the integrity of the system.
The Tulalip tribe was selected to be taking part in this pilot program, so the laws will be in effect for you very soon, this month, but elsewhere in the country, not until next year. So why was the Tulalip tribe selected to be part of the pilot program?
Well, I believe the reason we were selected as part of the pilot project is because, one, we had a court system already intact. We are listening to court cases. We have three full judges. We have public defender programs. One of the things that we have here is lawyers coming up from UW and SU in their third year of law school, learning and understanding. We have law-trained tribal judges who are also licensed to practice law. We even have jury pools of tribal and non-tribal, so that when a person may feel like there's a bias out here, no, you're going to have a jury trial that has both tribal and non-tribal on it. We have all the things in place that any city, county, or state has in place.
So an indigent individual who could not afford to have a lawyer and is being tried in a tribal court for one of these domestic violence violations would have a court-appointed public defender?
That's correct. For indigent people, we have a free and appointed licensed attorney to represent them.
How much is it going to cost the Tulalip tribe to fund this pilot program?
Well, many of the things that we already have going on here at Tulalip are intact. We already pay for in our budget, so it would be a nominal cost to pursue the pilot program.
Now, next year, all Indian tribes will be able to prosecute non-Indians for domestic violence, but I understand the participation is voluntary. I'm sure you talk to other tribal leaders. Why would some tribes choose not to participate?
Well, it may be just the maturation of their court system, their police department, whether they have the funds to do this. I'm sure every tribe really wants to be at this place. They want to share in the jurisdiction. They want to make sure that their Indian women are protected. So it's going to happen, but with Tulalip and the two other tribes, we're going to lead the way. We're ready to show the rest of the nation that this can be done in a good way.
Mel, you've been a leader there for some years. You know many of the people in your tribe, probably all of them. Why is this personally important to you?
When we talk about tribal sovereignty, when we talk about self-governance, when we talk about Indian people and maintaining the rules that we have out here, we enact laws that guide behavior, and having a court system, having a like vow to further extend that really ensures the integrity of a process here. So whether you're tribal or not tribal, you're going to get justice out here. So, and when you talk about why would a business locate out at Tulalip, that might be a major reason. We have avenues where resolution can be had.
That's Mel Sheldon. He's chairman of the Tulalip Tribe in Snohomish County. Beginning next week, the Tulalip Tribe will have the authority to prosecute non-Native people charged with domestic violence. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.